Delicious, meat nutritious, and the snack that packs a real protein punch, Wonderful Pistachios. Each 1 ounce serving has 6 grams of protein, giving you over 10% of your daily value and making Wonderful Pistachios one of the highest protein nuts out there. But perhaps more than that, I love all of the flavors they have. Their sea salt and vinegar ones are my favorite when I'm craving that flavor, but still want to keep it healthy. But that's just the tip of the iceberg. Wonderful Pistachios come in a variety of flavors, like chili roasted, honey roasted, smoky barbecue, and jalapeno lime, to name a few. Perfect for enjoying with family or friends and taking them with you on the go. Whether you're a pistachio purist who loves cracking open every nut, or you prefer the convenience of no-shells pistachios, Wonderful Pistachios has got you covered. Grab Wonderful Pistachios and elevate your snacking game today. So fill up with a healthy snack when hunger strikes. Visit wonderfulpistachios.com to learn more. That's wonderfulpistachios.com.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
This is Optimal Living Daily, episode 2402, A Gentle Warrior's Guide to Healthy Travel by Courtney Carver of BeMoreWithLess.com, and I'm Justin Mollick. This is the show where I usually read to you, kind of like an audiobook, but on Sundays, I like to share an episode from our network that I think you'd benefit from. Today's comes from my brother's podcast, Optimal Health Daily, and from an author that I regularly feature here, Courtney Carver from BeMoreWithLess.com. Very popular minimalist writer. This one is very timely because it's the day before Independence Day here in the US. A lot of us are traveling, it's summer after all. So this is an article that has great tips on how to stay healthy while traveling. And my brother, having his PhD in public health, will definitely have his own commentary. So with that, let's hear this episode read by my brother, Dr. Neil of Optimal Health Daily, as we optimize your life.
A Gentle Warrior's Guide to Healthy Travel by Courtney Carver of BeMoreWithLess.com. I've been in 8 airports, even more hotel rooms, on 2 trains, in countless lift vehicles, and visited lots of places in between over the last 30 days. I've done several interviews, spent time with friends, hosted 12 Soulful Simplicity book tour events, and hugged and shaken the hands of close to 1,500 people. Also, it's flu season. I'm an introvert. I have multiple sclerosis. And I feel great. Healthy travel starts long before the traveling begins. And while we can't always prevent getting run down or catching something along the way, a gentle warrior's approach to healthy travel has served me well over the last few weeks. Creating rules or guidelines for how I live and work encourages a healthy, happy lifestyle. A Gentle Warrior's Guide to Healthy Travel. The Gentle Warrior's Guide to Healthy Travel is a list of my non-negotiables for feeling well in flight and on the road. I hope it encourages you to create your own list of healthy habits and other ways to feel great on the road and at home with the heart of a gentle warrior. Tip number 1, I will double down on healthy habits. Instead of abandoning the things I know are good for me in the name of traveling, I'll double down and dig in deeper. I'll sleep 7 to 8 hours a night, practice my morning routine daily, and spend more time nourishing my body, heart, and soul. Be a gentle warrior. Take your healthy habits with you when you travel. You may not have your regular daily routine, but you can bring pieces of it with you to maintain a connection to what fuels you. Tip number 2, I will move my body. Spending more time in vehicles, cars, planes, trains, and buses requires more time spent moving my body, stretching, unwinding, and decrunching. I borrow yoga mats from the hotel gyms and have been practicing yoga daily with Adrienne Louise, dropping into yoga studios in new cities and walking every single day. Be a gentle warrior. Move your body several times a day in a way that feels good to you. Tip number 3, I will drink all the water. My energy levels and moods are directly connected to how hydrated I am. Flying and other car travel can be dehydrating, so we must bump up the water intake on the road. be a gentle warrior. Drink water when you wake up and throughout the day. Tip number 4, I will do all the sleeping. I sleep 7 to 8 hours a night at home, so I sleep 7 to 8 hours when I travel too. If there's a late event, I sleep late the next day. If I wake up in the night due to weird hotel noises, I listen to a Headspace sleep meditation and fall asleep before it's over. Be a gentle warrior. It's tempting to stay out late, watch TV, or surf the internet while traveling, but resist this. Give your body some good healing time by sleeping well. If you don't want to be run down, don't run yourself down. Tip number 5, I will supplement consistently. Even though I try to eat greens at every meal, yep, even breakfast, and try to steer clear of sugar and alcohol, I don't eat as well traveling as I eat at home. So I'll add in an extra layer of protection by taking some supplements. I'll be sure to carry along with me vitamin D, some turmeric, and some probiotics in addition to some other things. Be a gentle warrior. Know what your body needs by working with a medical professional you trust and by checking in with yourself on a regular basis. Research and figure out what's best for you. Tip number 6, I will quiet my mind. It's noisy out here in the world. To continue to engage and absorb, I have to start with a clean slate. I'm currently working through the Headspace Stress Pack in the mornings and just starting to dip into this beautiful practice. Even though I don't feel stressed, I know I'm experiencing more stress than usual just by being away from home. I don't need to have a meltdown before I start taking care of myself. Be a gentle warrior. Meditation or not, find a little time each day to sit quietly. Don't wait for the meltdown or breakdown. Tip number 7, I will fill my heart. I will call and text my loves every day while I'm on the road. If I'm in a friend's city, we will spend time together, reconnect, and tell each other, I love you 100 times. I will fill my heart with other things I love too, like photography, writing, and reading. Be a gentle warrior. Identify what fills your heart and have a plan to incorporate those people or activities on a daily basis during your trip. Tip number 8, I will leave lots of white space on my calendar. I will reject the call to do more without guilt or regret. More in-person connection means less social media connection. I'll choose mid-morning flights over early morning flights. I pass on most early morning media requests, social meetups, networking opportunities, and trying to maintain a regular work schedule. Healthy travel requires flexibility. Healthy travel means trading FOMO for JOMO. By committing to do less, I'm going to miss out on things. But instead of fear, I feel joy. Joy that I have a choice. Joy that I am protecting what matters most. And joy because I feel well. Be a gentle warrior. Be more. Do less. Tip number 9, I will pack lightly. I won't check a bag when I fly or bring any just-in-case items. Be a gentle warrior and use the minimalist's 20/20 rule. And tip number 10, I will be grateful. Even when my flights are running late, hotel food kinda sucks, I get lost, or miss home, I will be grateful. So grateful. I love what I do. I have an amazing team of supportive people. I feel well. I'm having the time of my life. How could I be anything but grateful? Be a gentle warrior. Start and end each day with gratitude for what you love, what makes you smile, and what makes your life better. Become a gentle warrior and protect what matters most to you. Make your own list of non-negotiables. Begin to protect your health, your love, your loves, and your life. Do this with the heart of a gentle warrior, and your efforts won't be selfish or isolating, but instead will allow you to be and give your best self. You just listened to the post titled, A Gentle Warrior's Guide to Healthy Travel by Courtney Carver of BeMoreWithLess.com.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Wyndham Hotels and Resorts makes travel possible for all. Whether it's the long haulers looking for a great cup of coffee, a roomier rest for the on-a-whim road trippers, or a place to make summer memories with the whole family. No matter who you are, where you're going, or why, with 24 trusted brands to choose from like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, your Wyndham is waiting. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
Dr. Neil here for my commentary. If you're wondering what the minimalist 2020 rule is, basically, just about 100% of the time, if you're thinking about packing a just-in-case item and decide to leave it behind, if you do end up needing it, you can find a replacement for less than $20 and in less than 20 minutes from your current location. So all the more reason to just not worry about those just-in-case items. For me, I realized I tend to get a little bit anxious before I travel. I'm not a big fan of airports and lots of people and sitting down on a flight for a long time. So usually a couple of days before we leave on a vacation or a trip, I start to get anxious and my sleep starts to get affected. So I won't sleep as well the couple of nights before. And then when we travel, I can't sleep on a plane. It's just too uncomfortable for me. I need to be lying down. That's going to also disrupt my sleep patterns. And so by the time I actually start my vacation, I'm exhausted already. And then once we're there, I want to do all these fun things and I want to make the most out of all my time there, which then exhausts my body even more. And then by the time I get home, it's another long flight where I can't sleep and now I'm sick. I always talk about how we just need to focus on one, maybe two things at most to start, especially when we're trying a new behavior. So as I was reading this, I was thinking to myself, I like two things that Courtney mentioned specifically that I'm going to try the next time I travel. The first thing that jumped out at me is quieting my mind. I need to do that. I need to stop stressing so much before the trip, quiet my mind, and get that adequate sleep beforehand. And the second tip is the idea of leaving white space on my calendar. Well, this relates to me when I vacation because I like to fill my days with activities, but I need to realize it's okay if I don't get to do everything. I need to realize that by allowing my body some rest may actually allow me to do more in the end. All right, that'll do it for today. I'll be back tomorrow for our usual Friday Q&A show, so stay tuned for that, where your optimal life awaits.